From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. With all the economic uncertainty in the world, one thing is more valuable than ever. The price of gold has doubled in the last couple of years, and that's been great for northern Nevada. There are gold mines there, and mine towns are booming. Tons of money, low unemployment. So why are people in northern Nevada anxious about the future? Robert Smith and Zoe Chase from our Planet Money team went to Elko, Nevada to find out.
Elko is a city surrounded by gold mines, but you never actually see any of the gold.
Oh, it's everywhere up here in the hills. It's just microscopic, trapped in little flecks in the rocks under our feet.
So there was no old guy with a pickaxe who came through here and...
They walked right over this deposit.
Because there was nothing to see.
Right.
But you can tell the gold is here by the giddiness in Elko. You can see it in Guy Simpson, a mine manager with more jobs than he can fill.
We want to expand. We need people.
You can feel it from Phil Christiansen, who's in town to sell chemicals to the mines.
This place, honestly, it's like a beehive. It's lit up. I mean, I was lucky to get a hotel room here tonight.
You can even hear the gold if you follow the miners when they go off shift to spend their money at the karaoke bar.
If you want to look for a party in a bar, you can find it here 7 nights a week.
That's Cody Spring, 22 years old, a baby-faced miner who makes $70,000 a year. And he wants everyone to know it.
Any single girls in New York, you want a young Nevada guy with lots of money, my number is 702-379-2210.
Yeah, and if you want an engineer, my number is 435.
No. Whoa.
No.
That guy who grabbed the microphone is not an engineer.
Apparently, that's something that dudes in Elko say just to get chicks.
They brag about their jobs because the mine is in the money.
And the money's in the mines.
Okay, we gotta go see what's driving this boom town. We head on up to the mine, Barrick Gold Strike, or as I like to call it, the biggest damn hole in the ground you've ever seen.
It's like the Grand Canyon. If the Grand Canyon were black and dusty and filled with explosives.
This mine has been here a long time, but it's never been this busy. There are so many trucks working down there right now. The hole is now so deep, 1,200 feet, all because of the price of gold. Ask anyone, like manager Steve Kasha.
Do you know what the gold price is today?
I follow it fairly closely. It's just over $1,700 an ounce, somewhere around $1,730, I think, today.
The reason he has to know this price is because this gold here is really hard to get at. This gold has to be crushed and baked and squeezed out of the rocks.
You have to put a lot of work in to get a little bit out. And it's only worth it if the world really wants it, if the price of gold is above the magic number.
One of the mine managers, Al Plank, has a term for this.
Economic gold. That's what we're looking for.
What does that mean, economic gold?
That means that it has to have enough gold per ton of ore so that we can recover our costs.
Is this a simple equation? Because you know how much it costs to get the gold out. You just pull up on the internet what the gold price is and boom, that's it?
No, I'd say it's very complicated.
Because if the price of gold drops too much, or if the costs of getting it out of the ground go too high, then this whole operation grinds to a halt.
And drags Elko down with it. We walked into town expecting to tell a story about how good the good times feel, but there was a definite anxiety here.
For instance, we were coming back from the mine, and we saw an apartment complex being built. Housing is so tight in Elko right now that people are moving in while the apartment complex is still under construction. Lacey Foster is 20 years old, pregnant with her second kid. She's from another Nevada town, Winnemucca, but her husband got a job here at the mines.
So we've been living in motels for the past 7 months. And
which motels?
The cheap ones that are gross, and you know, but it's so expensive to find a decent place.
Lacey just got the newest apartment in town. Her troubles should be over. But she really sounds like she's hedging her bet.
For now, for the next 6 months, we're just going to live here. And then hopefully we're going to be able to buy a place somewhere else in case, you know, the mining goes down. Because that scares me, you know, that if the mining stops or if the gold runs out or... Because, I mean, what are we going to do?
Why aren't you optimistic? Have you seen this go bad other places? You're only 20.
Winnemucca. It was a big gold mine town, and people just up and left their stuff. But that's how it always happens. It gets big. The gold boom gets big, and then out of nowhere it just stops.
This has crushed Nevada communities before. Heck, there are ghost towns all around here that thought the gold would last forever. So how does Elko avoid the same fate? We went to visit the man in charge.
Chris Johnson, mayor, city of Elko.
Why do you want to be mayor?
I don't know.
He's really a plumber. Mayoring is a part-time gig, and it explains a lot about him.
Yeah, he was running his own plumbing business during the last recession, and he told us a story. When the dot-com bubble burst 10 years ago, Johnson didn't worry about his plumbing company. He thought, hey, Elko has gold.
Elko is immune to a recession. I just figured that, you know, hey, I got this figured out. It's a simple formula. Economy goes down, gold price goes up, Elko pushes through it, Elko does okay in between. We don't have an issue. So in this business, it was, you know, go, 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 hire, 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 buy trucks, borrow money, so on and so forth. Well, guess what?
The price of gold didn't shoot up. In fact, it bottomed out.
And in a matter of a month, we went from a company of 50-plus people to a company of about 10 people. It was a big eye-opener in being careful of what it is.
So he's trying to run the town like it could crash at any time, using cash, not much borrowing.
And he's not the only one being careful. Mayor Johnson says that he can't get private developers to build new housing tracts in Elko. Because face it, what bank wants to lend money to build houses in Nevada, the capital of the housing bust, even if they do have gold?
And in some ways, maybe it's nice to have a little sanity during a boom, right? Rather than overbuild, overpromise, you're careful. You enjoy having the best economy in the state, but you understand it can't last forever.
And in fact, we met a couple of young people who are playing this whole boom-bust cycle perfectly. This is what ambition sounds like. High-heel shoes on the floor of the auto shop at Elko High School.
We asked to meet some students who are going into gold mining, and this is what we got.
Kaylee?
I'm wearing my suede booties. They're my favorite high heels.
And this is Brad.
I have my brand new cowgirl belt. Oh, and my blue feather earrings.
They're so cute.
They are as precious as they sound. They look like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
And they're also the best Cracker Jack diesel mechanics in their vocational class.
And these girls have a plan. Every day out the windows of the high school, they see trucks heading up to the gold mines. All day and all night. And the girls thought, hey, after we graduate, why not open a truck repair shop?
I gotta ask, have you come up with a name yet?
We like the Cinderella Girls, because our friend taught us the meaning, and it's like the Cinderella Girls, it's coming from nothing and turning into something. So we started out knowing nothing about cars, and then we actually turned out, and we know a lot about it now, and it's like we've blossomed.
You know, one of the things that's so weirdly moving about your plan is that you do know that in most of America, people think that there's a really sad future out there for the
yes.
economy.
In Elko, we've been really blessed and really lucky to actually have a good economy here, so we can actually have our hopes and dreams and actually work towards them. You don't want to have your hopes too low, because then you're not actually going to have a future planned out for you.
It's not just money that builds up during the boom times. It's momentum.
And momentum can carry you through whatever comes next. I'm Robert Smith.
I'm Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or a text. Learn more at allybank.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.